Next week, President Bush presents his new budget to the new Congress. It will be debated first in committee. One key player will be the Senate's new Budget Committee chairman, four-term Republican Don Nichols of Oklahoma. Nichols first came to Washington in the early days of Ronald Reagan's presidency. NPR Washington editor Ron Elving has this report on the new budget chairman and his roots.
Don Nichols will tell you he got a lot of his ideas about money and government a long time ago, and a long ways from Washington. He grew up 18 miles south of the Oklahoma-Kansas line in a town called Ponca City.
It's a great community. It's not too big. Very close community. Everybody knows everybody, and I've always loved calling it home.
The Nichols family has been in Ponca City since the early 1900s, running Nichols Machine Company in a tan brick building on the edge of town. The plant produces replacement parts for pumps and other essentials of the oil and gas industry. Don's brother Doug still works there and shows visitors the shop floor.
I'll need to get you a pair of safety glasses before we go out the door, but they should fit over your glasses.
Doug Nichols points out the welding and polishing bays, the mills and drill presses, all under an enormous American flag draped from the ceiling. Don and Doug's father, Bob, liked to talk about free enterprise and communism. He published brochures on the subject and passed them out at business conventions. He also corresponded with a former actor by the name of Ronald Reagan, who was about to try his hand at politics. When Bob Nichols died in 1961, the Nichols family found itself in crisis, emotionally and financially. It was a turning point for Don Nichols, who was 13 years old.
When my dad died, we were a closely held company, and the government said, oh, we think it's worth so much. And then the government said, we want half, or we want a third, whatever the figure was, astronomical figure. We fought the IRS for about 5 or 6 years. We did, my mother did, before we eventually settled. And when we settled, we had to write him a big check. And I was very troubled by that.
Around that time, Nichols was a student at Ponca City High School, known locally as Po High, where he had other interests.
My interest then was to play football for Oklahoma University. So, athletics and girls.
While at Po High, Don met Linda, who became his wife and mother of their four children. The best man at their wedding was Paul Ingersoll, a teacher and advisor at Po High.
Let's just look in some of these classrooms that here on the second floor.
Now retired, Ingersoll well recalls the first time he saw his future senator.
The first day of school, I was sitting at my desk getting ready for the new class, and he came walking in, and he had kind of a little spring to his step, you know. He had a smile on his face, and like I said, he's kind of bouncing along, you know, and crew cut, you know, And I just remember thinking to myself, I think I'll enjoy that student.
Nichols says it was Ingersoll who challenged him to think about his political philosophy.
We didn't have a clue what the party stood for, so I remember doing a little homework the first time I'd really looked up party platforms. But, you know, to go to the trouble to go to a party headquarters and say, hey, what are your positions on issues and stuff? And I did that sometime in high school, and I became a Republican as a result.
After college, Don went back to Ponca City and Nichols Machine, where he worked through his 20s. But he was also working on some Republican campaigns, including his own for the state Senate in 1978. 2 years later, he won an open seat in the United States Senate. Paula Unruh is a former state Republican chair who's watched Nichols for a quarter century.
It's surprising who rises to the top out of big fields. And it was a surprise that Don won. He was extremely eager, and he was in the right place at the right time.
And at 31, he was the youngest senator in the newly Republican Senate in the newly Republican Washington of President Ronald Reagan. Nichols would be one of Reagan's most loyal votes, especially on fiscal issues.
We accomplished a lot in Ronald Reagan's 2 terms, both in fighting the war on communism. Economically, we accomplished a lot. Ronald Reagan and Republican Senate and a coalition in the House took the maximum tax rate from 70% to 28%. Phenomenal achievement.
As soon as he had a chance, Nichols took aim at the estate tax.
So in Ronald Reagan's big tax bill, there was a little provision nobody paid any attention to that I worked on and played a part in getting in the bill to eliminate totally estate taxes on surviving spouses. Still law of the land.
Since then, Nichols has won re-election three times, each time more easily than the last. He spent 6 years as the Republicans' assistant floor leader. Last month, he made the first public call for a party conference to consider replacing Trent Lott as Senate Majority Leader. But after thinking about a bid for the job himself, he endorsed Bill Frist of Tennessee. Now Nichols faces a new challenge as chairman of the committee that will have first crack at the president's new budget and setting the nation's priorities.
Budget sets the parameters on how much money we're going to spend, how much money we're going to tax. And so we give direction. So we get to work with the overall size of the budget.
In recent years, the budget process has largely broken down. Last year, the budget committee did not even produce a budget that could pass on the floor, so the Senate went without one for the first time since 1974. Nichols says one way to get beyond the partisan deadlock might be to return to the big-picture approach taken in the early Reagan years. In those days, he says, Republicans thought big.
And so I hope that we will think big. I hope we do save Social Security. I hope that we do save Medicare and make significant improvements in both. I'd like to see us rewrite the tax code. But the tax code is about this thick, and the Bible is about this thick. And unlike the Bible, the tax code contains no good news.
Still, for all his big plans, Nichols admits he shouldn't overpromise.
I don't want to throw too many stones. I was critical of the Dems when they couldn't pass a budget, and you know, you could be interviewing me 6 months from now and saying, why haven't you been able to pass your budget? I said, because I couldn't get 51 votes.
It's been nearly four decades since Don Nichols decided he was a Republican back at Pohai. He took that philosophy to Washington and got in on one budget revolution in the Senate as a freshman. Now he's hoping to lead another one as a chairman.
Yeah, we'll be busy.
Ron Elving, NPR News, Ponca City, Oklahoma.